British Columbians who aren't willing to roll up their sleeves won't be granted any leeway with the vaccine passport order. Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry stated that everyone who wants to attend certain recreational events and activities will have to provide proof of vaccination, regardless of the circumstance. Provincial officials announced Monday, August 23, in a press briefing that a new order from the Provincial Health Officer will require proof of vaccination to attend certain social and recreational settings and events. But BC's top doctor underscored that children will be the lone exception to the rule. The only exception, I will say, is children under the age of 12 who are not yet eligible for vaccination. They will be able to attend sporting events or go to a restaurant. If the parents or the adults they are with are fully vaccinated, she explained. When asked if there would be any exceptions for people who have legitimate reasons for not being vaccinated, Henry said the short answer is no. She noted that the measure is temporary, and meant to get the province through a risky period, where unvaccinated individuals are at a greater risk of spreading the virus. So if there are those rare people who have a medical reason why they can't be immunized, these are discretionary events that we're talking about, so they will not be able to attend those events through this period of time of high risk, she said. Henry also emphasized that the majority of British Columbians have been immunized and people coming from outside of the province may show their respective proof of vaccination, too. As of September 13, people aged 12 and older will be required to show proof of one dose of vaccine will be required for entry to a broad range of social, recreational, and discretionary events and businesses throughout the province. By October 24, entry to these settings will require people to be fully vaccinated at least 7 days after receiving second doses.